Current State on 90.5 WKAR. I'm Mark Bayshore. A new pop-up project is bringing Japanese-style ramen to restaurants all over the Lansing area. Current State's April Van Buren had a chance to talk to the couple behind Supu Sugoi and attend one of their dinners last night. Did you save any for me? That is my question here for you.
No, I am afraid my bowl was pretty much empty at the end of the night. But I did bring you a little sonic taste of what last night was like. I mean, you've got to have good slurping technique when you're eating ramen.
Clearly.
So before the dinner last night, I stopped by the kitchen at Hannah's Coney Island to talk to Dominic Cochran as he was preparing the dinner. And he and his wife, Mai, are the masterminds behind Supu Sugoi. And he told me that this is not the kind of ramen that you will find in a 48-pack at Costco.
It couldn't possibly be more different, actually. So that's kind of interesting about ramen. We love instant ramen, of course. We never look down our nose at it. Went through college with it, of course, like many people. This ramen that we're talking about is the best example I can give you is every time we did a test batch in the months leading up to these pop-ups, it's going to take 4 days from beginning of that thought process to a finished bowl of ramen. So it literally couldn't be any more different than that instant ramen that you find at Costco.
And so can you walk me through the steps? You set out to make a bowl of ramen and you have to start 4 days ahead of time. What's the process from getting to that initial step to the final steaming bowl of ramen at the end?
Yeah, so there's many steps. The noodles are the star, of course, but the things that are the most time-consuming are the broth. For a soup-based dish, it's kind of interesting because there's three components to the liquid part of the soup. There's the broth, and then there's the tare, and that's a Japanese word for seasoning, and then there's fat. All of that doesn't even come together until service time. So all those components in and of themselves take time to make. Our broth simmers for 48 hours, whether it's the meat-based broth or the vegan broth. For the traditional bowls of ramen, we're curing our own meats and we're smoking our own meats. We're serving pork two different ways with each bowl. We have some smoked pork shoulder that we've smoked for 14 hours over charcoal and wood. And then we also have pork belly that we've cured ourselves that takes a couple days for that to happen too. We're pickling our own vegetables. Some of the favorite garnishes that people have enjoyed over the last few pop-ups is the menma, which is like a pickled fermented bamboo shoot. We're doing all of that ourselves, so it's truly a labor of love and it takes a lot of time, but it's a food that my wife and I are both obsessed with. We spent a lot of time traveling around Japan. She's from Japan originally, and we've spent a lot of time traveling around the country trying ramen all over the country. And that's another thing we love about it is that it's a food that's definitely informed by the region that it comes from. So there are no rules with ramen. It's completely different in the northern part of Japan than it is in the southern part of Japan.
How much does ramen vary from region to region in Japan?
It does vary tremendously. We've decided to continue to hone our one style of ramen, which is a little bit of a hybrid. But when we go to Japan and visit, we'll find the ramen varies incredibly from like really thin, delicate, almost like a French consomme type broth to tonkotsu, which is like the most unbelievably, it's like a pork explosion. I mean, it's just like the most hearty soup you could imagine. So it's not just like you look at a nice bowl of chicken noodle soup, you see little drops of the fat that are delicious. This is like chunks, you know. I mean, it's really intense. And that was one that we wanted to try, but we wanted to make sure people were going to enjoy the cuisine before we did something that crazy.
So what is the hybrid that you guys are going for?
So we kind of started with one that was inspired by the Hokkaido region, which shares a latitude with northern Michigan. So much of the produce and all that stuff is similar. So it's a miso-based ramen, but it's also a pork-based ramen. So there are like four main styles of ramen, and there's shoyu, which is soy, shio, which is salt, miso, which is, of course, miso-based, and then tonkotsu is generally an umbrella term that is used to define all pork-based ramen. So ours is a blend. It's a pork-based, and it's miso as well. We get our miso from that region, and it's delicious miso. It's not like the miso soup that you kind of get for free at other restaurants. This is miso that's been, like, fermented over the course of a couple of years. You know, it's really intense and flavorful.
So how did you and your wife go from being big fans of ramen to starting a ramen pop-up restaurant? I'm sure there's lots of people out there who love ramen who wouldn't dream of doing that.
Yeah, I have a restaurant background. That's kind of when I was going to school. I worked in various restaurants in the area, and now that I've started a different professional career, that was kind of like the last job I had that I really missed. So I've always thought about it, like maybe getting back into the restaurant world. And my wife, Mai, has a childhood friend who her dad has owned ramen shops in Japan. And there was like discussion and joking about how if we opened a shop in America, he would like share his recipe with us, which is crazy because these chefs are like super secretive about their ramen recipe. That actually didn't happen. He didn't share his recipe, but that kind of started the conversation, you know. So it's been really fun. And we just like this pop-up thing. And it's just a kind of a fun model because it allows you to try new things without taking the full risk of signing a year lease on a restaurant. Maybe it won't work out. It's a way to introduce new food to the area. And I have to say that our host restaurants have been awesome. Like, there was no hesitation when I approached them. Today we're at Hana Coney Island, for instance, and to every single one of them, when we approached them, didn't hesitate. They're like, yes, let's do it. And I think that is a testament to the diversity of the food culture here and how it's going in a good direction as far as having a lot of choices.
Well, I was going to ask, what has the response been like? I know you guys have sold out this event because I did manage to get a ticket before it sold out. But what has the response been like to the ones you've held so far?
It's been overwhelmingly positive as far as from the point of, you know, selling the tickets ahead of time all the way through. We've provided comment cards at each one for people to give us feedback, and we've begged them to do that, and luckily they've helped us out with giving really positive, honest feedback. I mean, not always positive, which is good. Honest is better. So, but we expected the feedback to be more like middle of the road than it was, but it has actually been super positive, and people have been really happy with the food, and that feels really good because we put a lot of work into it. So,
and I have to ask one more question. I know that right before your last pop-up event, you guys had a bit of a curveball thrown your way. Can you tell me about that?
Yes, we had our first son was born just a couple, 2 days before the last pop-up at the Avenue Cafe, and he came 9 days early. So that was really amazing. It was exhilarating and exhausting. That week was really crazy. And that was actually, that pop-up was the first one where we did not do pre-sold seating. We just said, hey, we're opening the doors at 6 p.m. Come and get it. And we had about enough food to serve 160 people, and 200 people showed up at 6 o'clock. So it was heartbreaking, but we had to turn away 40 people right off the bat. And so just to have that also be the busiest pop-up was the week that our son was born was really crazy, but it was great. It worked out great, and he's doing well, and mom's feeling great. So,
and then finally, just what's in the future for this? Are you guys looking to do more pop-ups, or, you know, maybe looking into a brick and mortar store eventually?
We are keeping an open mind to all of those. We've had a few offers from people that have space available. We've had ideas from some of our hosts to maybe team up and be like the night restaurant at one place. You know, some of the places only serve food in the morning or lunch, and maybe we'd be open for dinner. So we're open to exploring all of those options, up to and including saying, hey, it was fun, you know, thanks for coming out. So we will announce everything on our social media. So we're on Facebook and Instagram, so you can stay tuned there.
Dominic Cochran is one of the minds behind Supu Sugoi. It's a pop-up ramen restaurant in the Lansing area. And we've been here in the Hana's Coney Island kitchen getting ready for their event tonight. Dominic, thank you for taking the time to talk with me.
Thank you very much for coming out. And I will just note that Supu Sugoi translates from Japan as awesome soup.
That's fantastic. For Current State, this is April Van Buren.